The woman seemed frustrated. She clutched her crystal tightly and scrunched her eyes, shivering with intensity and frustration.
Can you feel it?
I feel only the cold wind.
Marin stared at Gavina curiously.
No.
What is it you wish me to feel?
The magic.
I am Uskar Regian. I always feel the magic of our god.
More magic here. Like at Kraos Adiad.
Gavina had brought her out to this windy ledge, far afield of the encampment, with a promise to show her some revelation, something special regarding the Song of Uskar. While the Uskar Regian could appreciate the excitement of the soon-to-be witch, she was still in a foul mood and would only humor Gavina for so long. She didn't answer, other than to stare incredulously at the middle-aged woman.
I brought you.
Gavina shook her head.
I wanted to show you.
Then show me something.
The magic. I wanted to show you that the magic here was thick, like in the caves. I wanted to float down this cliff and back to you, to prove to you that you were wise in picking—
Then do it.
Tealig walked around the ledge from the other end, moving past a shocked and angry Marin to stand between and behind the two women.
Why are you here?
He told me of this place.
Marin's eyes widened in shock.
Do it! Float down! You have the power. You belong. The Uskar Regian chose right.
There is no... I cannot.
Tealig dropped his gaze and shook his head, shoulders slumping in clear disappointment.
Oh, Gavina.
What game do you play?
Tealig stabbed his arm out, launching Gavina from the ledge.
Do it!